Hour 4.7, Andy and Mel. Hi, how are you? 707. We're going to top out today at 82.
I really, really could use, like, one of those pellet guns.
Yeah, airsoft.
Airsoft guns.
Thing is, we would need an army of airsoft soldiers to eradicate the problem this morning.
There are hundreds.
Like, three times more than there was yesterday. Luckily, they're staying out of the dish at the top, most of them, but now we're starting to garble.
Starting to garble again. Yeah, good there God. Is a ton of birds on our tower. Like, I have never seen that many on there.
I wish we could even just get in. Like, there's a it's fenced in at the bottom, so we can't really get in.
I could climb it.
Because I would love to, like, just pound on the posts of the tower.
That would probably do it. I could climb the fence. It's not, there's not wire on the top.
Yeah. So. Here we go again.
Yeah. As soon as the sun comes all the way up, they'll probably go away like yeah. they did yesterday.
We thought it might have been you yesterday that scared them all away, but no, it was the sun.
Yeah, I think it was the sun. I don't think I tried yelling. I tried meowing like I was a cat. I tried owl noises. Nothing was working.
I Googled how to get rid of birds.
What did it say?
Well, of course, there's a bunch of ads for various devices. Oh. You know, the spiky things. There's right. something called an eagle eye that throws disorienting light beams around.
Oh, I didn't do that. I could have went, at yeah. it. I could have done that. That might have worked.
We can also control their reproduction.
Oh, great. That's just what I wanted
with
to do.
Something called ovo control.
What?
Yeah.
Weird. Okay.
It's like a birth control for birds.
What?
And pests.
Weird.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's funny.
I know there was such a thing.
I really didn't either. So the folks at Apple, they're pretty smart. They yesterday we were talking about the new iPhone 5. That's coming out a week from today. You can pre-order starting today. And the new iPhone has a new charging cable. Like, the part that you plug into the phone itself is different than it used to be. It's not like every other smartphone on the planet where it's like micro USB or whatever.
Which is awesome because it's universal now.
Yeah, you and I can use the same charger. Mm-hmm. Well, they are going to make $100 million in the next year just on the adapter.
So...
The power cords.
It doesn't come with a cord?
Well, it comes with one, okay. yes.
But if you want like a backup.
It comes with one, like that you plug into the wall.
Right.
It does not come with one for the car.
Right.
You got to buy that separate.
So you would want an adapter for that one if you already currently have an iPhone.
If you lose slash break your iPhone cord, then you have to buy another one, $29. Another thing, too, that's got to be annoying, because where it charges, that's the same as the dock thing.
Yeah.
The iPhone 5 won't work on all these iPod, iPhone dock devices. All these little radios that have that.
Wow.
Most of them are going to, I think, just the plug-in cord for the headphone jack.
Yeah.
So it's not as necessary, but $100 million in the next year just off the power cord.
I think we should buy some stock in Apple.
Yeah. Well, Apple stock is worth, like, the last time I saw it, it was like 300 and some bucks a share.
Wow.
It's huge. By the way, their revenues are up $100 billion, so it's not like they're really worried about scaring people away with charging them for... All you got to do is make it look cool.
Right.
And have it be white and look all trendy
white,
and stuff.
White is, like, the new thing. Black is not the current style for phones. It's white. Also, sunglasses.
What's insane is they've actually managed to turn it into a status symbol, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's the crazy part. We got to take a break. We're going to try to scare some more birds away. And we have got zoo tickets.
Yay.
For you to win here coming up in the next 15 minutes. Hang on. It's 712, Hot 104.7.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel. Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 7:21. We're going to top out at 82 today. God, what the hell? Why can't I just, you know, remember to put stuff in here, into the computer, so it stops running?
I don't know.
Oh, I know. What can I do to make you stop having speakers on your laptop?
Well, I was listening to it. And I'm muting it now. I didn't mean to for it to continue to play.
Yeah. Oh, no, we're pretty much even there.
I wasn't trying to, I promise.
Anyway, our poll questions this morning. Are you a different person on the weekend? That is one of them. Early in the voting so far, but it is about 50-50 right now. Are you the same person? I am not on the weekend.
It completely depends on what's going on for me on the weekend.
I just pretty much turn into a bum. So far, 66% though say no, they're the same person on the weekend.
Somebody,
that's not me.
Somebody wrote on the Facebook page with it, why wouldn't you shower?
Because I don't have to. I'm not going anywhere. You know? What's the point?
So you don't smell?
I mean, I do eventually at some point, but it's not like first thing I do when I wake up in the morning. I want coffee way more than I want a shower.
Everybody else doesn't in the house doesn't have to smell you?
I don't smell that bad, I don't think.
Would be my guess.
Luke is on the phone. How are you, Luke?
Not too bad. How about yourself?
Pretty good.
So, you're talking about how people turn different on the weekend?
Yeah?
Yeah, all my friends say I do.
What do you do on the weekend that's different than during the week?
Well, see, right now it's during harvest, and during the week I can hardly get out of bed in time for school, you know?
Yeah.
But come Friday, we'll be out in the field till 12, 1 o'clock in the morning, and then we'll be back out there doing maintenance at about 5 a.m.
So, in other words, you care about farm work and don't give crap one about school.
Yeah, kind of. And other than the fact, when it's the weekends, I rarely sleep past 7 o'clock. I don't know why.
You get up earlier on the weekend than you do during the week.
Yeah, and we can stay out till 2 o'clock in the morning, and I'll still be up at before 7 easily.
It's strange, but
so weird.
I totally get it, though.
Well, but he loves to, if you love the farming.
If you love what you're doing, you'll get up to do it.
And you don't love school?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if there was such a thing as a 5 a.m. tea time, I would get up for it on the weekend. But I did have trouble getting up in the morning to come to work. I know exactly what you mean, Luke. Thanks for the call.
Yeah.
I am a completely different person on the weekend. I'm lazier. I'm more relaxed.
I definitely sleep in.
And the only time I get really wound up on the weekend is when there ends up being an issue at work that I have to deal with.
Understandable.
And I don't want to. I just want it to go away for 2 days, and I'll go back to it on Monday.
Just depends on the weekend, honestly. It just depends on what's going on.
I mean, I do shower on the weekends, but it's not the first thing I do Saturday morning.
Right.
I get up, I have some breakfast with the kids and Crystal, if she's not working. If she's working, then the shower goes bye-bye for a long time.
You got kids to take care of.
And then by the time they're taking naps, I don't want to take a shower. I just want to veg out and do what I want to do for an hour or two.
There's been plenty of days where I've stayed in my pajamas pretty much the whole day on the weekends.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Jackie always stays in her pajamas. It's impossible to get her out of her pajamas
unless
on the weekend.
You're going somewhere.
And even then, it's tough. Why can't I just wear my PJs? Because we're... No, you just put on clothes, please.
Put them on.
Anyway, we have got a cool prize to give away this morning. We have tickets to the zoo.
Yeah.
Not the 200, the zoo.
Nobody will understand that.
Well, explain it now. Yesterday, Mel was writing a note of stuff we were giving away today, and we were doing the promo, and she goes, and we'll have the 200
passes. No, that's not
that's
right.
That's a Z, not a 2. Here's what we got. We got 3 passes for kids and 2 passes for adults.
So a family pack.
Basically, a family of 5 pack. Or, you know, multiple kids and 2 moms or 2 dads or whatever. We've got 2 adult and 3 kid passes for you to go to the Great Plains Zoo. If you want them, give us a call. 361-5557, caller 10, they belong to you.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 7:40. Crappy karaoke coming up here in just a second. First, we got to crack the vault, though. $50 party tab is up for grabs. Who is this?
Kathy.
Kathy? How is it? Wait, no, Cassie?
Kathy, yep.
Is it two S's or a T-H?
No, T-H.
Oh, it is actually a Kathy this time.
Okay.
Kathy.
Okay.
I have issues hearing that over the phone.
He messes up Kathy and Cassie.
Well, I don't mess it up. It sounds the same over the phone.
It does. Yep. Is it with a C or a K?
A C.
Okay.
Okay. That I didn't care. I just wanted to say it right. Anyway, do you know all three digits to crack the vault?
I think I do.
Okay.
44, 55, 66.
Yeah, Nate was really clever in his pattern, huh?
He was clever.
Because yesterday we gave them both because I gave the Wednesday one out really late.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
If you had a brain functioning in your head at all, you probably could have figured out Tuesday even if you missed it. So.
You could have.
Well, Kathy, we've got a $50 party tab to the vault for you.
Thank you.
You are welcome. Okay, so crappy karaoke.
I guarantee you this will be crepalicious.
You think so?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, it usually is. We haven't done it in a while.
We haven't.
Been a hot second.
Yeah, the throat is interesting today, so I'm going to try my best not to.
I was
make it sound.
Looking back at the last one we did.
Yeah.
You know when the last time we did it was?
A couple months.
Yeah, June 21st.
Wow.
That was the last time we did crappy karaoke.
We took the summer off like teachers do.
We did that last year too. I remember.
We did.
Yeah. All right. So, you are going first because...
Yeah, I lost the paper, rock, scissors.
You lost...
I should have just already admitted defeat immediately because it's been not a good week, so I should have known.
Well, if you want to be that fatalistic about it, you go right ahead. Okay.
I'm not trying to be.
Are you ready?
Yes, mine is called Your Camo Truck in the Style of Cher Lloyd. Ugh! La-da-da-da-da! Boy, you don't have any game. You really need to upgrade. Instead, you use some paint, paint, paint. Now, in case you have a doubt, driving that all over town, looking like you're a clown, clown, clown. Think about the things you could get a date first. Instead, you gave your paint a stir. I don't think your choice of paint could get worse. You'll never get a kiss. You can't drive that thing to any restaurant or anywhere at all. Come on. I'm sorry, that green and brown if you want. Just stay with factory colors. Boy, you can say anything you wanna. I don't give a sh anything. Repaint your truck. Ha! Your camo truck. Your camo, camo truck. I see it as start laughing and crying. It looks like shh, and it's not hiding. Your camo truck, your camo truck, your camo, camo truck.
All right.
I screwed up a line, but other than that, it was okay.
Okay. Yeah, well, we usually screw up a line. I don't think that's really news.
That's pretty normal.
All right. I'm not going to say the title of mine.
Oh, you're not.
Because it'll give away the punchline, sort of.
Oh.
So I kind of wanted to sneak up on people.
Okay.
All right. My song in the style of Katy Perry's I Kissed a Girl.
Oh, boy.
It never was in the game plan. Not my intention. Playing flag football yesterday. Got an interception. No helmets like we used to. That would have kept you off. We knocked heads, abnormal. Then I vomited. I kissed a dude on accident. Tasted like beer and sauerkraut. I kissed a dude on accident. I hope my wife doesn't find out. It felt so gross, felt his goatee half in my mouth, so scratchy. I kissed a dude on accident. Really? Accident? Now my friends call me... Oh, wait, I went too early. Now my friends call me Andrea. Buy me summer's eve. When I order beer at the bar, serve me apple teenies. This is not for a dude. A loofah when I bathe. Now I am so confused. My legs I want to shave. I kissed a dude on accident. Tasted like beer and sauerkraut. I kissed a dude on accident. I hope my wife doesn't find out. It felt so gross. Felt his goatee half in my mouth, so scratchy. I kissed a dude on accident. Really? On accident. All right, there you go.
Little pitchy dog.
I was not on key.
No.
Anyone voting for it on key, you're a moron,
well,
okay?
Then,
I'm going to say that right now. Oh, that was terrible. He can't. Neither one of us can sing worth a crap. That's not the point.
Well, not in the morning.
Oh, yes, I forgot. Mel was up for a Grammy once, in case you hadn't heard.
I was. A karaoke Grammy.
Yeah. They're called a croaky.
A croaky.
Yeah.
Yes.
So which one of us wins crappy karaoke today? 361-5557. Email or text am at hot1047.com. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. We are at 754. We're going to top out at 82 today. So the texts were, the phone calls were wildly in my favor.
Yes.
The texts, on the other hand, were a lot more 50-50, which you were conceding defeat there for a little bit.
I was.
And let's see. You got 1, 2. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I will admit that is the worst singing performance I have ever had.
Mm-hmm.
But I was trying to... I wanted to sing it lower because I wanted to sound like a guy.
Right.
You know?
It definitely was not your normal wheelhouse as far as your vocal performance.
No. I mean, I could have hit that note, you know?
That would have been not good, I don't think.
No, I do better high than low.
That's true. I sing better low than
high. I was a first tenor in chorus in high school.
You know, it's funny that I sang soprano and I should have totally sang alto. I don't know what the deal was there.
Anyway, so as it turns out, I thought it was going to be a landslide. I only got you by 4 votes.
I'm surprised.
I know.
Because I was pretty much admitting defeat, because yours was funny. But then again, I did have some funny lines of mine, and camo trucks are bad.
Now, some are, one of the calls that you got voting for it, he was the owner of a camo truck, but
yes,
it was not a spray-painted camo truck.
It was not, and that's what I'm speaking of. Those who
it
like
it was like
to,
either painted actual camo, or maybe it's a wrap, I don't know.
I think the wraps are pretty much okay, especially if they're just like a stripe
well,
of it,
it's
you
a
know?
Design.
Yeah, then it's okay. Then I'm fine with it, but when they literally take paint and paint it themselves so it looks camo, yeah, puke.
I got one. There was one text that said, Mel takes this one hands down. Andy, what were you thinking?
No, Andy's was funny.
I don't know.
I'll say yours was funny. I admit it that yours is funny. I sang mine better than I thought I was going to, considering my throat hurting so bad.
There was one text that said, Andy wins mostly because Mel thinks she's a good singer.
Wow. Well, that was hurtful.
Hey, at least you didn't sound like a cat in a room full of rocking chairs. That's, like I did.
Yeah. Yeah, you were way more pitchier than I was at least on pitch for most of
relatively.
The part. For the most part.
At least you were in the right key.
Yes, I was in the right key.
I wasn't even in the right key. I was trying to find it. You know how when you can't find it, you're just, it's over.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, I'm just going to wrap it, is basically what I ended up doing. So anyway, so I win crappy karaoke. Yay! Other things you can vote on this morning. We've got a couple of polls on our website, hot1047.com. One of them is, what is your top regret as a parent? There was a story about things that people regret not doing more when their kids were little. And so I put the top five answers from that on there just to see what other people thought. So far, a two-way tie with not taking more family trips and worrying too much about unimportant little things.
I don't know if the family trips are so important when they're little.
Yeah.
You know?
And then the other one at hot1047.com. Are you a completely different person on the weekend? I am completely a different person. I mean, I'm still the same person, yes, but like what I do, my attitude is completely different. Like, I'm a really hardworking guy during the week, and on the weekend, I'm not a hardworking guy. I don't want to do any work. And Crystal gets mad at me because I want to, like, on Saturdays, I want to do nothing at all. And, like, that's her, oh, let's clean the house day. No, tomorrow. I don't want to do anything today. I've been busting my butt all week.
Yeah.
I don't want to do anything.
Mine depends on the weekend. Depends if I have my kids or not. But I usually want to have some sort of adventure on the weekend.
Adventure. Yeah. All of a sudden, we'll decide at 3 a.m. Let's go. Let's go to the Metrodome and go to the Vikings game tomorrow.
No, that one was that I told you that was Friday during the day.
I'm a little drunk. Let's go to Omaha.
No, Kansas City.
Oh.
And yeah.
Potato, and potato. The Royals minor league affiliates in Omaha. Whatever.
Hot 104.7. Hot 104.7.com.